Philadelphia's district attorney's office is renewing its push to prevent public school kids from skipping school. The idea is that the threat of criminal charges will keep students in class. Critics say the plan could just make matters worse, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
Over the course of a school year, around 40% of Philadelphia public school students are considered truant or having six or more unexcused absences.
You know, obviously our great concern is the 40%.
The school district's Karen Lynch says it's doing a lot to prevent kids from playing hooky. If a student misses one day, their parents get a robocall. If missing class becomes a pattern, the city's Department of Human Services gets involved.
They look at the social issues that exist in the household that are preventing a child from coming to school on an ongoing basis.
But DA Seth Williams says this approach isn't working. He says if kids are skipping school, they could be getting into trouble. So that's why he'd like to send letters to parents saying if their kid stays chronically truant, his office will press reckless endangerment charges against mom or dad. Michael Churchill with the Public Interest Law Center says that's a bad idea.
Frequently, in fact, it's not the parents who are the problem. Children are independent about whether they go to school or not. And bringing reckless endangerment charges is just a way of increasing the friction with inside the family that probably already exists.
Another skeptic is attorney Alex Dutton with the Education Law Center.
Many of these students are students with disabilities or students with behavioral health challenges that need particularized services.
He says offering those services earlier on, before the issue becomes a crisis, could really help kids stay in school. The DA's office says in a statement that its aim is not to press charges, but to make sure students go to class. A goal all sides agree on, but how to get there depends on whom you ask. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.